This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Supreme Court has put a stay on its earlier judgment concerning the change in definition of Aravalli Hills. The court took suo motu cognizance of concerns surrounding the revised definition of the Aravalli Range amid mounting criticism from environmentalists over its potential impact on the fragile mountain ecosystem. The government has welcomed the apex court's decision. A bench of Chief Justice of India Surya Kant, Justice J.K. Maheshwari and Justice A.G. Massey expressed concern that the expert committee report and the apex court's observations were being misconstrued. The top court, keeping in abeyance its 20th of November order, said further clarification was required before the report or the court's directions could be implemented and issued notice on the suo motu case returnable on 21st of January. The apex court also ordered the formation of a new expert committee to monitor issues required to be examined in terms of the definition of Aravallis. The Defence Acquisition Council DAC has cleared proposals worth 79,000 crore rupees to enhance the capabilities of the armed forces. Chairing the Defence Acquisition Council meeting in New Delhi today, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh accorded acceptance of necessity AON for these proposals of the three services. The Minister of External Affairs today rejected Pakistan's remarks claiming attacks on minorities in India. Responding to media queries regarding the remarks of spokesperson of Pakistani Ministry of Foreign Affairs, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, "Pakistan's abysmal record on this front speaks for itself." Mr. Jaiswal said, "Pakistan's horrific and systemic victimization of minorities of various faiths is a well-established fact and no amount of finger-pointing will obfuscate it." Agriculture, Farmers Welfare and Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said the central government has introduced a new law, Viksit Bharat Ji Ram Ji, to address shortcomings and irregularities in the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act, MG Narega 2005. The minister was speaking at the state-level Kisan Divas 2025 program at Gochar in Uttarakhand. He said the guaranteed employment has been increased from 100 days to 125 days under the new law. The minister also announced setting up of clean plant centre at Mukteshwar at a cost of 100 crore rupees to provide high quality food bearing plants to farmers.
125 din mazdoori milegi mazdoor ko.
The workers will get 125 days of work instead of 100 days. Modi ji's guarantee is of fulfilling the guarantee. And if there is no employment on time, if there is delay, then we have arranged for a separate salary for the long-term workers so that the workers do not face any problem.
Country's industrial production growth surged over a two-year high of 6.7% in November this year on an annual basis. According to the data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, the Index of Industrial Production, IIP, staged a solid comeback, edging higher from upwardly revised rate of 0.5% in October. Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, today successfully conducted the maiden flight test of the Pinaka Long Range Guided Rocket at the Integrated Test Range, Chandipur. The rocket was tested for its maximum range of 120 kilometers, demonstrating all in-flight maneuvers as planned. The Defence Ministry said that the long-range guided rocket impacted the target with textbook precision. It added that all deployed range instruments tracked the flight throughout its trajectory. The Indian Naval sailing vessel Cordinia has commenced its maiden overseas voyage from Porbandar, Gujarat to Muscat, Oman. The indigenously built, traditionally stitched sailing vessel was flagged off today by the Flag Officer Commanding-in-Chief, Western Naval Command, in the presence of the Ambassador of Oman to India and senior officials of the Navy. The Minister of Defence in a statement said that this historic expedition marks a major milestone in India's efforts to revive, understand and celebrate its ancient maritime heritage through a living ocean voyage. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to express happiness of the embarkment of INSV Cordinia on a maiden voyage. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the ship is built using the ancient Indian stitch ship technique, highlighting the country's rich maritime traditions. And that is the end of this news bulletin.